There are a number of drivers. First one to be demography, because the world's population quadrupled in the last century and more people are on the move than ever before. Secondly, I would say the digital revolution. You have going toward 3 billion people connected to the internet. They know where jobs are. They know what's at risk. Thirdly would be distance shrinking technology. And perhaps one of the most important would be the whole question of the unprecedented number of disasters in the world, starting with Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, Central African Republic, and now Ebola. I think all of those are driving it. I think there's a degree also with degradation of the environment and climate change. All that figures in so that there are more people on the move than ever before.
There have been more deaths amongst migrants in 2014 than in previous years. Where are these deaths happening?
There were 4,868 deaths so far this year. The large number of those, more than 3,000 of those, are in the Mediterranean. So that the continent of Europe, which has traditionally for several hundred years been a continent of origin, has now become a continent of destination, and it's become the most dangerous destination, actually, for migrants. Others are dying in the desert. Some are dying on the border between Mexico and the U.S. They're dying in the straits between Djibouti and Yemen on the way to Saudi Arabia. And they're dying in the Indian Ocean and in the straits between South Asia and Australia.
Why are more migrants dying?
They're dying in part because there are too few legal avenues of migration. There are too many very tight visa regimes and other restrictions in a period in which much of the industrialized world has adopted an anti-migrant sentiment, which makes it much more difficult for them. And we have to remember that many, if you look at the ones who died this year, most of them were from fleeing the war in Syria or fleeing the situation in Eritrea. We think there ought to be something called humanitarian border management that would allow a more liberal regime.
To what extent are the migrants who are dying being transported by illegal smuggling operations?
The grand majority are, primarily criminal gangs of smugglers who are earning enormous money to get on those shaky boats. And some of them have even committed murder. They've actually dumped the people into the sea in order to avoid being taken, arrested themselves. So this is, I think, the principal reason.
Why can't the international community prevent more of these smuggling operations from taking place?
Well, we can and we should, and not enough has been done. And we're trying this year, by giving the priority to saving life, we've tried through our reporting to alert governments that they need to take more seriously these criminal gangs of smugglers. They need to be identified, arrested, and brought to court. As it stands, there's very little happening in that area now. We documented 40,000 deaths since the year 2000, and that's probably a gross underestimate.
And how important is it to get to the root causes of migration?
Well, it's one of the most important things we can do. I mean, obviously, disaster risk reduction has to be at the top of the list. We have to do more to bring to an end these various conflicts. But right now, unfortunately, there are no viable political processes and no active negotiations giving us any hope that any of them can be resolved soon. So we're going to have to work to try to cut back on the number.
You don't sound very optimistic for the coming year.
I'm not optimistic in the short term, but I think by working together in the medium to long term, measures can be put in place that will save life and cause fewer people to take to these hazardous routes across the various sea routes and across the desert. So I think that has to happen in the coming year. We've made a number of suggestions to try to cut back on this, including trying to give migrants a chance to be vetted and processed before they get to these dangerous parts like the Mediterranean.